RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the second guest show. Mike Dottaglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. We know a perfect attendance Grant is already here. You could hear in the background. And we'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas will be the host. Him and Bobby will talk to Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and it'll be assistant special teams coach Kyle Wilbur will join the group, and then Mike Haas and I will finish it off. And then Monday Night Football, Rams and the Falcons, and let's see how much heart, how much fight the Falcons got, because I know one thing, the Rams, Bob, are fighting for something. Man, the 49ers are making it tough for them, and figure 12-4 team will not be a 12-5 team, or even 13-4 team may not be the number one seed in the NFC because of what's happening in the NFC West.
Well, that game was awesome last night.
That was a great
if you like
game.
Football, I think you like scoring. Now, you know, I don't think the 49ers are going to win at all because
their defense.
Yes, you cannot be in shootouts. And it's because of injuries that the situation they're in. Because you got to give Coach Salah a lot of credit, what he's done with that defense. But how about Brock Purdy and McCaffrey and all? No, they don't punt. They finally punted. They hadn't punted in three or four games, whatever. No, they score every time they get it. But it's a whole lot different team now. Look who's playing. When we played the 49ers, Mike.
Totally.
They are, and the Bears played good, but that was a highly entertaining game.
Caleb Williams, you see in him. Now, I don't know if the Bears defensively, to me, they another team. They're not great up front, long defensive line. How they feasted this year, turnovers. But Purdy
yeah,
was
were like
none of that
turnovers.
This year.
Yeah.
None of that in this game.
Yeah, that's why Dennis Allen been piecemealing, I guess, that defense to be amongst the best. And it was because they were taking away the football, not because they were really stopping people. You know, you can bend but don't break, and you got a takeaway. That goes a long way. Like, you know, whenever you're hovering around 30 takeaways,
that's a
you're going to get you're giving your offense extra possessions, and you should be able to win. And looking at the Saints right now, the last time the Saints won four games in a row, Drew Brees was playing quarterback, and that was the COVID season in 2020. I don't think none of us saw this, whether you're a member of the Who Dat Nation fan or you're supposed to be an expert or want to be expert. No one seen this turnaround considering they started 1-8. Now, I thought that the front end of a schedule, obviously you're playing winning teams, except like for the Cardinals. So I'm ecstatic that we beat the Titans, but hell, we should beat the Titans. Look at the sorry-ass Jets. Now, the Titans are better than the Jets, but they're both not good.
No.
The reason why I say that, if you look at the Titans, okay, they beat the Chiefs 26-9 before the Saints. They go, oh, well, Bob, Pat Mahomes didn't play, but Pat Mahomes don't play defense. So I look at that. But and you look, Cam Ward playing with a lot of confidence. Mike, he had a couple of touchdowns against the Chiefs. And this is where I look at, though, well, we should be there's no Nissan Stadium advantage or Nashville. Mike, Tennessee, when they beat the Chiefs, they snapped 11-game home skid by beating Kansas City. And so they were 3-12. And they improved to 1-7 at home this season with their first win since November of 2024. And that skid, that losing skid, had matched the franchise's worst since moving to Tennessee in 1997. So you got to keep it in perspective. Yes, it is an NFL team. It's pros versus pros. But I was disappointed how the first half was going. I go, man, we're not.
Haven't we seen this script already?
Yes.
This team does not play well in the first half of games.
No,
so
getting
look
off
what
the terrible
in the second half.
No, Mike, that's why I was like, you got to be kidding me. You want to get off to a fast start, but we've not been able to do that. We were outscored 6-0 again in the first quarter. We've now been outscored 115-29 in the opening quarter this season. That's like 4-1. But, Mike, you know what we did? I think, and what could be a key for us to get to a fast start, we did the second half, we're able to run the ball. I think we'd be getting off the fastest starts in the first quarter if we can run the ball. Look, we finished with 103 net yards rushing. Only the fourth time we've topped the century mark in the last 12 games. And I tell you what, I like Estime. Talk about a power runner and how he was running. How can you not be a fan of his? He's had adversity. You look at the Broncos and practice squad.
Yes. The Eagles, yeah.
Yeah, so, Mike, you look at I just love that touchdown run he had. And you know what's ironically, that was the longest run by a Saints running back this season, that 34-yard touchdown run. So we really didn't have those chunk splash plays. But if you look at it, and we're able to come from behind. That's going to go a long way. That and you look at it, the victory was the third dramatic come-from-behind win by Shuck in the last month, and improved his record as a starter to an impressive 5-3.
Okay, the last three games. Tell me how many interceptions he's thrown.
Zero. Yeah. He's taking care of the football.
Okay, that to me, Bob, for a young quarterback, because I think a lot of times you get into that situation all your life, if it's been high school and college, man, come on, you got to make a play. But a lot of times that incomplete pass is better than a turnover. But I think as a quarterback, you being in that spot, sometimes you're trying to do too much.
Yeah.
You've seen him over the last month. He did throw one pick against Tampa, but that has not been the MO with him over the last month of the season. And think, on December 1st, this team was 2-10.
No, we
2-10.
We were made for December. December to remember. I mean, look, the Saints have not lost, and if you look at it, Mike, how you finishing games? No, if we start games like we finish, we might win by double digits every time. We crushing people. Look at the Saints had 423 net yards against Tennessee. 331 came in the second half. They were averaging. The Saints were averaging 11 yards per play in the final two quarters. So every play we're getting a first down. What? Mike, that's why all of a sudden you see we finally we scored 34 points and not hovering around being offensive scoring amongst the worst in the league. So I could see it just keep getting better and better. You look at Tyler Shuck, his 142.7, basically 143 passer rating, was the fifth highest in a game by a rookie in the past five seasons. You look at he's amongst the best since 2000. He's the first. This is what I like. Because don't you think C.J. Stroud's probably the Texans franchise quarterback? No, he had that sophomore slump, but as a rookie. He's the first rookie quarterback to record back-to-back 300-yard passing games since C.J. Stroud did it in 2023. So aren't the Texans counting on him? So, no, we found the future quarterback for the Saints, and that being Tyler Shuck. And then when you look at this, maybe the most impressive thing of all, he's the first Saints quarterback since Drew Brees to pass for more than 300 yards and complete more than 80% of his passes in a game. So not only is he throwing for 300 yards, Mike, he's not I'm 50-50, whatever. No, 80% and throwing for 300?
And think
we hadn't seen that since Drew Brees.
The two deep passes kind of really messed up the percentage there. And I get the first one. I mean, because it's right at the two-minute time frame, so the clock's going to stop anyway. You try to hit the deep pass. Then he tried to hit it a second time. But, man, he was so sharp yesterday, and I thought the difference was Cam Ward to me. And I've used this term before. He's got like Fran Tarkenton-type skills. Okay, I got him. He's not really a runner, but he drives you nuts if you're a defensive lineman because he moves around the pocket and he tires you out. But it was, I think, Shuck's sharpness in the second half in compared to Ward. He was a sharper passer. Well, downfield than Ward.
Well, he beat him in every category. He outplayed better than Cam Ward. He looked like the number one overall pick. And I'm not saying that Cam Ward didn't look like maybe top 10. And I'm not saying 40. No, we got a steal.
Because he's their franchise quarterback,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but I mean, he's good. He's very good, but Shuck's better.
At this stage,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, what I've witnessed when they went head-to-head, he's just a better quarterback. And so it'd be a shame if he doesn't win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And you know, the Saints in the past history, we've had and he should be joining Alvin Kamara. I played with Reuben Mays. And I remember Reuben Mays, that 200-yard game he had against the Dolphins. And, it wasn't Thunder and Lightning. We had Dalton Hilliard and Reuben Mays. I always said this, if you could clone Reuben Mays and Dalton Hilliard, because Dalton Hilliard was like shifty. But once he got in the open field, he wasn't going to outrun anybody. But Reuben Mays, if he'd have been as shifty as Dalton, because he was fast.
He was straight line
fast. One cut, and he was gone, and you were not catching him. So he was Rookie of the Year. We all remember George Rogers, Heisman Trophy winner, become the fourth player in franchise history to win the award. So, to me, it's there for the taking. And you might say, well, what about Tet McMillan with the Panthers? A look at expectations with him. Well, all I know is against Seattle yesterday, he had one catch for 5 yards.
Making no difference.
And look was on the line. Carolina's trying to represent the NFC South. And, Mike, you look, his overall number is 66 catches, 929 yards, and 7 touchdowns. Yeah, that's a good rookie year, but he has not been more influential than Tyler Shuck has been.
It's definitely been Shuck. What kind of gets overlooked, too, with this, and just because of the position he plays, and he's not getting a ton of penalties, how good of a job Kelvin Banks Jr. is doing at left tackle. A lot of times you on an island, you by yourself,
right?
Trying to protect your quarterback, and the pressure's really coming from the interior, you can see. And, well, you got Jeffrey Simmons and Sweat. That's where it's going to come from anyway. But, man, the edge stuff, man, Kelvin Banks has really, really played well at left tackle, a very difficult spot because you're not getting much help there. A lot of times you might get a chip with a back or a tight end.
Right, right.
But, man, Kelvin Banks has really, really played well as a rookie left tackle.
You know, Mike, and then you look at, like, the ebb and flow of a game. You know, sometimes you go, oh, no, here we go again. Like when the Pettis thing, you got to be kidding me. And all of a sudden we have a chance.
And you got two guys there.
We get a touchdown. I go, oh, because, look, losing teams, then, oh, yeah, okay.
That's how you lose.
Yes, but then that just shows you the moxie of the Saints and how they came back. They scored two touchdowns after that. That did not bother them. And look, we gave 3 points at the beginning. Kroger, he's so worried about that punt return, he shanks it, 17-yard punt. And then I'm all excited, you know, inclement weather now with the win. And then Smith makes the 58-yard, then he missed a 43-yard at the beginning. And then that was a debacle. Kool-Aid played like sugar water on this play. That 43-yard touchdown with the broken tackle. Kool-Aid don't want to talk about that. He went covering him. And then I guess he's trying to punch the ball out, but you got to tackle him first.
That's what he was trying to do.
Reed, the 50-yard pass interference. So we had some adversity, but we were able to overcome that and come away with a dominant win. No, that's big. Wasn't no field. I thought it'd be a field goal game.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Like, you know, I can come down, we're going to make the game win a kick or not. But no, 34-26. That was a very convincing win on the road.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTeo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, let's go to our talking text line from Australia, Tony. Tony, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hello, Bobby and Mike. Who that?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Who that, Tony? Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
You guys.
Yeah, you got to be excited about Shuck, huh? Come on, Shuck it, yeah.
But I'm really disappointed that due to health reasons, I missed out coming over this year because I would have been there for the Panthers and the Jets games. And it would have been the first trip over that the Saints won two in a row because the last two times we've won one game and lost the other.
Well, yeah, you were there in spirit. You helped him win. I tell you what, he looks like he's the guy. And you might say, well, Bobby, it's kind of small sample size. No, you could just tell.
He's the McCoy.
Well, but the real McCoy, you could see how the players respond to him. And
the veteran players, the thing.
It's a totally different team to when Rattler was playing quarterback. Shucks just turned the team around, and the players have been responding. And if he doesn't win Rookie of the Year, there's something wrong.
Yeah. The only way he would not win Rookie of the Year is because the Saints are kind of irrelevant in the playoff picture, but it should have nothing to do with that. It should be who's the best offensive rookie, defensive rookie.
Does play the position that would normally
quarterback.
Look that way. It does trump every other position.
Yeah, okay, you might say at one time Jackson Dart. Oh, look, they would love that New York for him to be the offensive player of the year. Jackson Dart and Cam Ward, you look at the rookies that are playing, there's nobody even close as accurate as Tyler Shuck is throwing the football.
And we're gonna make it. We're gonna win this upcoming weekend because I can think of nothing worse than being swept by the Dirty Birds.
Yeah, how we swept Carolina and look, they're fighting for their playoff life. Why not? I think when you look at even though. We'd win seven games, and you'd be 4-2 in the NFC South. So I think that transfers and parlays that into the future. So I would think, and you hold Coach Moore and the organization's feet to the fire, that you can win the NFC South, even though you're not amongst the best as far as record-wise. Look right now who's going to win the NFC South. We're hovering around 500, but you know what the owners, you know what they love, and they're always going to keep it that way? They get to host a home game.
Bingo.
Like, I always thought it should be, like, on your record, because I still can't get over how we had won 11 games. We were, like, 11-5. We had to go to Seattle. Yeah, we had to go to Seattle. But you know what? Then if the shoe's on the other foot, though, said, oh, that's the way it is. You get to get a home playoff game if you win your division. So we got something to look forward to next year because I think we definitely could be in the hunt. To say all of a sudden, now it can't be done. Sean Payton did it. He went from 3 wins to 10 wins in 2006. After Haslett was 3-13, we were 10-6. We almost made the Super Bowl. We're in the NFC Championship. And we had we were 10-6, had a second. We were the second seed. Had a bye. Remember, that's what Deuce, I think we did the rugby play. Yeah. We beat the Eagles. Then all of a sudden, we're in the NFC Championship. So when I look at next year, we got to hold their feet to the fire. Ain't no rebuilding. I'm not saying we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Continue to build.
No, like next year, I'll go because we're right there with all those teams. We should win the NFC South. And you know, I'm not really saying you got to go 6-0. At least 4-2 or 5-1 in the division.
The other thing too is we're talking about Falcons. You always talk about this. A guy who's had good games against you, how well you play. Hasn't Kirk Cousins played pretty well against the Saints?
I wish Michael Penix was playing. You know, versus
I agree.
Kirk Cousins.
Because Kurt, he's not going anywhere. I know where he's going to throw it. But he has had some really good games against the Saints.
Well, and that's why, Mike, along those lines, I'm glad you brought that up, and Tony, that I think even though, think about this, even though he missed 5 games, and I said this in training camp, Chase Young, yes, he'll get double-digit sacks. He's at 8.5. Now, Kirk Cousins is going to get rid of the ball quickly, but
quick.
He has a great chance to have a sack and a half in the game. And then you got Cam at 9.5 sacks. He'll get double digits.
The thing in this game is going to be DeMario Davis having an injury.
I don't know if he's going to play with that calf injury. Whenever I hear calf, what do you think of? Oh, connected to your Achilles. And you could be on the verge, especially with his age. And if he wants to play next year, it's like, it wouldn't be in his best interest from a personal standpoint to play the final game.
So I think his best. The guy that will eventually replace him.
Oklahoma.
Danny Stutchman.
Stutchman.
And Stutchman. You saw in the second quarter, man, he was always around the football.
He brings it.
Danny Stutchman a lot of credit on that.
No, he wants to hit you. He wants to knock a snide bubble. I like him. Stutchman, I think, is going to be a stud in the future.
Thank you, Tony. We appreciate the call, bud. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWE.
Happy New Year, Tony.
Happy New Year.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us, and they also have the squares up for the Monday night football game as the Atlanta Falcons play the L.A. Rams. We'll see how much fight the Falcons got in them because the Rams are really still in the hunt there trying to get that number one seed.
Well, I don't know, Mike. There's a lot of Saints connection in Atlanta. Look, how can Raheem Morris, what they've had now, 8 losing seasons in a row? How can he keep his job? I don't think I'm out of line because, you know, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. So we know, like, Pete Carroll. I mean, old school.
Pete's in a lot
of
trouble.
With the Raiders. And then, you know, the Giants already gone.
Titans already gone.
Yeah, so, I mean, it doesn't change. You know, you got to figure it out who's on the hot seat, the Dolphins.
Mike McDaniel, not going to survive this.
Right. So, Mike, you're going to see this. Like six. So you could say 6 to 8 coaches.
And that's
so
always
going to
be a surprise, too. Yeah. Is that guy in Arizona?
Right.
In that division, you got some issues.
Well, the NFC West, and think about it. The Cardinals started the season 1-0. They beat the Saints. They've won 3 games.
And then what do you do with Kyler Murray at this
time? Oh, he got to go.
You're going to have to trade him.
He's like Tua. To me, but, you know, trade him, but then it's kind of like, it's kind of the Russell Wilson syndrome, but at least Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl. Kyler Murray, too, is not on Russell Wilson's level. I'm talking about in their heyday. But then you guaranteed him $150 million.
That's a lot of money.
But I guess Sean Payton, you just move on and eat the money because he did that.
And exactly what he did, and then he got the rookie quarterback.
But then who would want to, or Kyler Murray? Again, there's supply and demand. There's not 32 starting
quarterbacks.
There's
going to be one team that says, listen, I think he'll work with us. Yep. Let's go to our talking text line, and let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and
they're hollering for you. They're hollering for you, Longshoreman.
Hey, Mike, Bob, you know, we should know by now when we call in. Just go ahead and hesitate for about 5 seconds and let Grant get that.
Got to get it in. You got to get it. Got to get it out of his system.
That's part of his perfect attendance. Yeah,
man,
yeah.
I'm telling you right now. I hope y'all got a plaque. Or something for him, you know, a trophy or something.
We don't want to give him the big head. We ain't giving just our presence. He's excited to be here. We're not going to give him a plaque.
That's right. Mike and Bobby, I tell you, I told Charlie I wanted to talk about Shook, and I do, but I want to say this. Was it 2019 the last time the Saints traveled up to Nashville? Because me and my son went to that game. I think it was 2019. Am I correct on that, Bobby?
Yes, I had talked about that in the pregame.
That game was a lot similar. I remember us being behind, I think, by at least a couple of scores at halftime. And I told my son, I said, man, I don't know. If this don't swing a little bit in the third quarter, we might as well head back to Broadway and hit the bars, go hit the honky-tonks, go to Kid Rock's bar and get drunk or something. I don't know.
But, yeah, but you don't need to give up the ghost because we've actually played well on the road, in Nashville. Even when they were in the Astrodome, the old, Houston Oilers, versus now Nashville and all that, we've actually have a winning record. I want to say off the top of my head, we've played 9 times, we won 5 and lost 3 and tied 1. The very first game, the Saints and Oilers ever played in the Astrodome, 1971, it was 13-13. So we actually, it's hard to win the road. You want to go, so we've actually lost more in New Orleans to the Oilers and the Titans than, no, we played well on the road.
The thing is, Bobby, the weather was very similar. I do remember, I said, man, we're going to get wet. It was starting to rain a little bit, same type of weather, not quite as windy. But it had got a little wet, a little rain for a little while. But I tell you what, something happened in that halftime. The Saints come out in that second half and took control of that game. And it's kind of what you saw yesterday. And it was just good to see them be able to overcome some adversity. And the good thing was that crew, I was worried about that crew getting flag happy because that was one of the things I wanted to bring up about the game in 2019. Bobby, if you can go back and look, maybe you can tell me after I shut my mouth up how many flags there were in that game. But I'm telling you, it felt like every other play there was a flag. In fact, when we were in the bars after the game, cutting up, raising hell, all the Saints fans, we were having a good time. Even the Titan fans, we all in there throwing napkins like we all doing personal fouls on each other. There were so many flags in that game in 2019.
Yeah, and boy, you look at how we closed out games with this team, even if you're making the trip to Atlanta. I don't know if we're going to start out well. I would like to start out well and finish strong.
This has been the M.O. for this team.
But you know what is the M.O.? How about this, Longshoreman? You know what is the M.O.? You know who's the number one team in the NFL scoring defense in the second half?
The Saints.
It's not Houston. It's not Denver. Not the Broncos. Not all these top defenses at all. It's the Saints. We number one, giving up 7-point average a game. In the second half, look at Houston. They're giving up 8.5. Denver's giving up 9.5. So I just look how we've closed out games. Fewest points allowed in the second half, fewest points allowed in the fourth quarter. Against two top defenses when you think of the Texans and the Broncos. We're better than them.
Yeah. It's nice to start fast and do that. But, at the end of the day, it's how you finish. And if you come out in the second half and take control of it and kick their ass, that's all that matters.
Yeah, and that's what we're able to do. And, I don't know if we could do that against a team like the Rams or something.
That's a little different.
We need to have a complete game. But, Longshoreman, what do you think of the running back estimate And I'm looking at seven of his, talking about the second half, seven of his 12 second half runs gained at least 6 yards.
Bobby, so, I am a fan. I am a fan of that man right there. That is a hard runner. Will take you on and just try to, if he has to, he'll try to run you over. And that's the kind of running back I think this team could use. And I hope that they can hang on to him. And then even if we get lucky enough in the draft to get Love from Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think he has a, we signed him to a 2-year contract. So he can't go nowhere.
You better sign multiple backs.
Yeah,
Devin Neal, Estime, and then grab you a top back. And
do it by committee.
No, but that's always going to be a lead dog, okay? I'm not sure you got the lead dog guy on the roster today.
The lead dog would be another running Notre Dame running back. Mike, because you said it's a weak running back class this year except for this cat. Love, right?
Love.
Now that wouldn't be like reaching if you would take him. Mike, who's he compared to? Bijan Robinson?
That's who he looks like to me.
Okay, but the only thing
as a runner and a receiver,
if you're going to play devil's advocate, okay, has Bijan Robinson, as great as he's been, and he's the 2,000 yard guy. The Falcons still haven't won jack. You know what I mean? I mean, you would think though he's doing his job, but it's still they haven't been able to win anything. 8 years in a row, the Falcons aren't going to the playoffs.
But he's winning.
Yeah, he's winning. You're right.
He's winning.
It's like Joe Thomas, the tackle with the Browns.
He won.
Myles Garrett, the pass rusher for the Browns. You know, their team ain't winning, but they always winning. So, yeah.
Yeah, you look at Jeffrey Simmons. Okay. The Titans
no, he's
aren't
winning.
A good team, but he's winning.
He's winning. And, Mike, I can tell you what, you know who wouldn't be against getting that type of running back? Tyler Shuck. Because that would help him play better, even better than what he is right now.
Yeah, it would take some of the locals. I remember even with Drew Brees, you'd always say that sometimes
less of Drew is more.
Less
of Drew is more because you don't want to be throwing 40-plus times or hovering around 50. No, you either play and catch up, and you're not going to consistently win. And I'm telling you, I truly think, and I'm not going to ask Coach Moore this in the coaches show because I've asked him for a whole month. That's going to be an off-season question. What can you do to get off to a faster start? To me, when I break it down, is we don't run the ball good. We don't
get-go.
If we ran the ball better in the first quarter, I'm telling you, we'd be scoring points and not always chasing points.
Why are the 49ers as good as they are? McCaffrey, as a runner and a receiver, he takes some of the burden away from Brock Purdy. Now, Brock, man, last night he was unbelievably hot. But McCaffrey, when they know they want to run the ball or get it out in the flat, he's there, and he makes a play.
Look, without Kittle and all with it, no, the four.
Ayuk, you name them.
That's why no team can ever use the
injuries.
Thing. Yes. Who's been hurt more than the 49ers the last 2 or 3 years?
And then what happens early? Trent Williams goes down.
Yeah.
Trent
Williams, you look on defense, they have probably arguably the best linebacker. Fred Warner's out. Then they got Bosa out. And the defense, that's why I think they're not going to win, though. I think their defense gives up too many points.
I agree with you on that. Thanks so much for the call, Longshoreman. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break. Finishing up here in our number one of the Second Guess show, Mike DeTay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Abad, the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. Bob, the other thing, too, we'll talk about a little bit more in our number two. But you're seeing the maturing, the confidence, and now a little bit of being there in that spot. Kellen Moore as a head coach. Okay, and a lot of people are, I don't like his demeanor. Okay, you can't fake the funk,
as
you always say.
Yeah.
You got to be who you are. And you see him, come on, everybody would like to be in charge of something. Not everybody's built for it. And not everybody's going to act the same.
No, he's
look
not
at how Kellen Moore has handled a difficult situation when you were 2-10.
No, he's
and
not
to put 4 wins in a row.
And the players respect that. The bottom line, whether things are going good or bad, you got to be the same guy. And the most emotion that I've seen him do, he just raised his hands when Chase Young did that unbelievable play. He sacks Cam Ward, he causes a fumble, steals it from him, and just takes off and runs. That's a scoop and score for a touchdown. Look at replay all the Houdini Nation. Go look at Kellen Moore's reaction. You're not going to get more than that. And I'm telling you, I thought he'd be like jumping up and down, whatever. No, he kind of raised his hands and was walking towards the end zone. No, you couldn't tell. That's why I told you I'd want to talk to Kellen's wife. Does he ever get mad? A lot like this. Do y'all ever have an argument or something? You know, because I don't know. The way he is, he's just even keel. You know, good or bad, he's always praising the players, you know, takes a lot of the blame.
And he understands this is a player league.
Yeah.
Driven by players.
And
he gets that.
And he's mature, well mature beyond his years. He's the youngest coach in NFL.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.